I'm in my hometown to catch a recollection of who we were and where I came from. Main Street is different yet familiar. Hardware store gone. Corner market where my 8-year-old self stole candy, morphed into a yoga studio. Above it, young people in apartments make Zoom calls to New York and Beijing. They arrived from bigger places, important places. At dusk, they run on newly built paved pathways with only their earbuds for company. Listening. Listening to the future. As a kid, I rambled in the woods by the creek with my best friend, finding frogs and bugs of all colors, dipping feet in cool water. Mom said, "Be home for dinner." A new playground is there now. Fabricated plastic yellow toys hover over black mat of rubber pellets. Kids fall carefree and joyous. No scuffed knees or grass-stained hands. Mothers on shiny benches pulling recipes from glowing smartphones. All is well, all is safe, as the children fall into their future. Uncle's farm was on the edge of town, a box store now sprawls. Cars sit motionless between moving carts, each one brimming with shiny packaged objects manufactured in distant cities. Strangers clutch cart handles, walking awkwardly, not pushing, but being pulled. They're being pulled into their future. Dusk light, my house is smaller than I remember it. Stone steps I sat on with my dad, now demolished. A glimpse of the new family. Young woman carries crying newborn across the porch. Blue glow of a flat screen, silhouettes my bedroom window. And through the windshield of a self-driving car, I see my childhood house. And I see the other houses across the planet. In Calcutta, Berlin, Shanghai, Manila, Baghdad. Bricks and mortars crumble and reemerge under the weight of historical events. People in their houses, feeling anxious, feeling uprooted, feeling hopeful. Feeling the future. And in one strange moment, I saw the truth about my hometown, my childhood house, and my whole life. never was.